Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So, a buddy of mine was asking me the other day, he said, what are you going to do for your next podcast? So I said, well, you know, I've been thinking about doing something on unity consciousness. And he looks at me and goes, okay. And he said, what is that? And I said to him, well, you've heard about enlightenment and nirvana and non-dualistic thinking and Teyad's Omega Point and things like that. And he go, oh, yeah, I've heard about those. And he still said, well, you know, yeah, what are they? And I would... I like to see them as what I would call levels of being. So he says, okay, so what does that mean? And levels of being, I would say, capture the values and beliefs that you have that you most often act out of. And so theoretically, there obviously are different levels of being. And there's a lot of different theories about it and different levels. I copied a couple of these. I don't know if you can see them. This is one, 8 different views of life. And then there's another one called Attitudes of Development. And they basically describe the level that you most often are living out your life. And, you know, granted, there's tons of theories and they can get very complex and stuff. What I've found helpful is to break it down into 3 levels. And they're very broad and sort of like with quick paintbrush designs of them. So let me go through those. So the first one, and I think as I talk about them, you'll get a better understanding of what we mean by levels of being. So the first one is called the egoic level. And we basically all kind of start there as little babies. And, you know, the egoic level, I am the center of the universe. This is where I operate out of. And you can see with the baby, good example, when they're hungry, they're going to cry and cry and cry until someone attends to that and gives them that food. The problem, well, it's not a problem. The reality is that quite a few people, maybe 10, 15% of the population does not move beyond that stage. So they're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, and they're still operating out of that egoic level. It's all about them. They are the best, always trying to draw attention to themselves. Everything they say or do is just right. Really good example of this is that you meet a friend and you start talking and they say, you know, how you doing, what's new, all that stuff. And you have just had, a serious operation, and you decide to tell them. You start talking about it and how difficult it was, and they ask a few questions. But all of a sudden, almost like, instead of talking about you and your operation and your recovery, the conversation turns to them, and they're talking about all their struggles and all their operations and all their health issues. So what starts off talking about you rapidly becomes about them. So that's the egoic. Then the next broad stage is what's called ethnocentric. And it's really about the team you're on, whether it's a philosophical one, a religious one, a political one, family is a big one. And at that level, if you're a member of a tribe, that's what they, that's a general word they use, and your tribe is the best. So no matter, let's say religion, whatever church or religion you belong to, that is the best, you know, and no one's going to tell you anything different. Same with the political system. Say you belong to one particular party, your party is the best, and all the rest are not worthwhile. And at that level, there's a, I think most, the vast majority of people are at that level. You know, their family, their religious beliefs, their economic belief system, you know, capitalism versus socialism is always a good one. Their philosophical, political, there is, their tribe is the best tribe. And there's no doubt about it. And that's where they operate from. Then the next level is what's called unity consciousness. And at that level, you begin to realize that everything is interrelated. We're all, I don't like to say equal, but you could say that. But at that level, you begin to learn to respect and honor the inherent worth and dignity of every creature. And you begin to realize that we're all in this together, you know, and cooperation becomes a lot more important than competition, you know, at that the ethno level, the tribal level. That's all competition, you know. My religion is better than yours. And you can see, you know, wars that have been fought over that. My country is the best. And again, you get into battles, you know, wars with this country, you're going to be the top dog and all that stuff. And it can get pretty nasty sometimes. So those are kind of the three levels, in really broad terms, the egoic, the ethno or the tribal level, and then the unity conscious level, the oneness level, where you do see that the interrelatedness of all. A couple of things about the levels. You know, it's a progress. You know, you go from one to the next, but it's often very, not chaotic, but you don't go like in a straight line from egoic to tribal to the oneness. You know, you kind of slip back sometimes. But the point is that your center of gravity, the place that you most actively live your life from, is one of those three in very broad terms. So, you know, again, if your values and your beliefs are at that tribal level, you can see how that's going to affect how you live your life, and so with the other levels. Another point to make is when you go from one level to the next, you don't wipe out everything from the levels before and say everything before was a waste of time. You know, I don't know why I spent so much time at that level. None of those levels have anything good to offer. The reality is that they do. And the point is, as you go to the different levels, to not lose the value. So if you're at the unity conscious level, you can still value family or the political beliefs you have, or say the religious tradition or faith that you were brought up in. They will still have values for you, but they don't become the center. So if you were brought up, I don't know, say a Christian, you don't have to fight other religions. You're at the the unity level. You can see, you can still hold on to that value for yourself, but you are open to the goodness of the other, the religions or political parties or whatever it might be. So that's a big point. You transcend, but you include the good stuff. Even at the unity level, you know, there's times when you've got to be a little egoic in terms of taking care of yourself and your health and those types of things. So the whole notion of evolving is moving through those different levels. And I said before, like on this, there's all kinds of levels, and they're just taking those three levels and broke them down a little bit. And if you want more information, go to the dailypeacemaker.com and the resources. You can find a lot of stuff there. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you hit like, supposedly that's a good thing, or you can do like and share also. So then the other question is, how do you move through those levels? And if we had more time, I could start doing that, but I think it's better to, I think it's good not to keep these going too long, because at some point people will say, oh my gosh, when's this guy going to be quiet and I can end this? So what we'll do, or what I'll do, is maybe next time talk a little bit about how to move through these levels. Because I think it's important that we get to this unity consciousness and begin to realize all of creation is in this together. And we've really got to learn how to cooperate with each other and live in harmony. And those are wordy words, but it's important, I think. So with that in mind, I'm going to end. And I, as always, thank you for listening. It's good to be with you people. And maybe walk into oneness. All right, you all take care. Bye.